You're not going to play, so I want to start by asking you about a couple of familiar faces on the other side of the field. Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Cardinals, you're very familiar with him, and Tom Moore, longtime offensive coordinator there as well.
Sure, great familiarity with both, Dave. Bruce Arians was my quarterback's coach my first 3 years in Indianapolis. You know, my quarterback's coach is a rookie, and you really knew then he was bound to be an NFL head coach at some point. He had it in his blood. It was just a matter of getting the right situation. High-energy coach, fun coach to play for. And then Tom Moore was my offensive coordinator there for 14 years, Indianapolis. I think Tom is in his, you know, 40-plus season
right.
in the NFL.
Right.
You talk about somebody that's seen it all, and just a quarterback's dream to play for, because he was just as loyal as they come. He always had your back. He used to always tell me, he says, hey, if you change the play and it works well, that was your idea. If it doesn't work, it was my idea.
Wow.
You know, and
wow.
I mean, that's the kind of guy. I mean, I certainly didn't try to take advantage of that, but just an old school guy now, tough. You talk about wearing out a referee now. I mean, he would wear out a referee. I remember one time I wasn't playing, and he was absolutely just giving this referee the business like you couldn't believe. And, you know, he had his headphones on, his microphone, and the referee turned around and said, hey, you can't talk to me like that. He said, hey, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the guy up in the press box, you know. And he goes, you know, and just things like that that were funny and, you know, truly old school.
I want to ask you sort of how you viewed Trevor Siemian, the youngster from Northwestern, in this camp.
Yeah, Trevor's had a really good camp. He's a bright guy. He's improved and wasn't healthy when he got here, coming off a knee injury, so he wasn't able to do a lot in his first month or so. But as he got healthy and was able to get out on the field and get the reps, it really paid dividends for him, because he got more comfortable, and he's just played well throughout camp. And I don't know if you noticed, you know, Dave, all of the rookies got their heads shaved, you know, by kind of our senior committee.
Were you involved in that?
No, actually, I'm not. It's kind of a defensive thing, and that's the one time they're allowed to cross over the ball, you know, and you know, get – I mean, you know, Ty had long hair, so he cut a left tackle's hair. But for 3 years in a row now, I have spared the quarterbacks. I spared Brock. I spared Dysart, and I spared Trevor.
Mm.
But yet I told Trevor, just because I've spared you from getting your head shaved doesn't mean you still need a haircut. I mean, he's got a bad haircut. It's borderline mullet at this point. So I said, look, don't take advantage of my generosity.
Right.
Get a haircut. You know, represent the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Look sharp.
Has he been receptive?
And so, well, he's, you know, he's he hadn't done it yet.
Might want to turn Tlaib loose on him.
Well, exactly. I told him. I said, if you take advantage of it, you know, you're going to do it. And the other thing, you know, we kind of do some emailing amongst the quarterbacks. He still has his college email address. I mean, I do not feel secure on that, right? Some students reading all of our emails at Northwestern. I go, get an AOL, get a Gmail, do something. But,
yeah,
you know, I do not want to send an email to Northwestern.org or whatever it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You can't, when you get to pro ball, you can't wear your bowl gear from the Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
You can't wear your combine sweatshirt, QB10, and you cannot have your college in your email. You stick to those three things.
Yeah.
Everything else is cream cheese.
Hey, let me know how that haircut thing goes. I still want to follow up on that.